800-462-3033.
Regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN Adrian, HD2, W243AD, 96.5, The Cave.
96.5, The Cave. Lenawee County Sports.
Hey, Bulldogs fans. It's time for the AC All Access Show, brought to you by Adrian College and Frickers of Adrian, where we unlock the doors to the heart of Adrian College athletics, including live interviews from Adrian College coaches and players.
Thank you so much, and we do welcome you out to Frickers here at Adrian, right on Main Street. This is the AC All Access Show. And
live from Southern California.
Thanks for being with us this afternoon. A full lineup to talk about today. We are going to talk some NCAA women's hockey, talk some ACHA women's Division II hockey, some cross country, and then we're just going to encompass all sports as we're going to, for some reason, hand Mike Prang a microphone once again. I don't know who set this lineup, but it's what the game is.
Mike Prang said it.
Mike Prang set it up. Yeah, you're right. He did, technically. Lots to get to today, and we're going to take our first segment of conversation with the Adrian College NCAA women's ice hockey team. Head coach Sean Skelly and star forward Una Bellin. We're going to start with you, Una, because Sean's busy looking at something else. A big weekend for you, Una, out in Utica, New York. It's always fun to play in those tournaments out of state against some very good teams. We'll get to that first. I mean, how was that tournament for you? Obviously, get the game-winning goal in overtime. That's very cool. But to start your season with some very good competition, what was that like for you?
Obviously, the first game of the season is something special. It's something you look forward to all summer, all through preseason, and everyone's ready to go. Having that on the road against a ranked opponent like Elmira that we have had a lot of games against in the past is special, and we were all ready to go, and luckily we came around with a win in OT.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why girls come to this program, right, to play teams like that. A very good conference, but it was guys what Coach Skelly puts together, and he says, look, we are the best, and we're going to play the best. So you get that win over Elmira, then you play Utica in the second game, another overtime game. This went the wrong way, and listening to the coach, it was just a pinpoint shot. This is just one that Gulley had no shot at. But overall, what did you think of the weekend?
I think we showed up. We have potential. We have some things to figure out, but luckily it's the first game of the season, and we don't need to be our best right now as long as we're winning every game in March. So
can't win a natty in October.
Exactly.
Right? Can't win it in November either. Going back to the offseason, I think, you know, we all know what you have done for this program and what you want to do here at Adrian. I want to thank you from an observer and a broadcaster for coming back for this fifth year. The big decision, I'm sure, in the offseason, what went into that ultimate decision to come back?
I didn't feel like I was ready to move on. I still had some unfinished business here. Obviously, I want to win a national championship with this team. I feel like the girls here all want to work for it, and we have staff and people around us that gives us the frame and the opportunity to do so.
And teammates around you, a little different, right? What lineup did you guys go with in the first weekend? Because I know you played a lot with Betty Von Rudin, but Jessica Von Rudin. Who's in that spot, and who are you playing with quite a bit here early? I know it's early and things can change, but
obviously it's different. I've played with Betty for 4 years now, and she has always been on my line. And so there's a lot of girls that are ready to step up and take that spot when they get the opportunity to. And we've moved around a little bit, trying to find different line combinations. Obviously, it's not just me who has to work on a line. Everyone, if I work good with someone, but someone else works with someone else, we've tossed around a little bit. But it's going to be good to, like, get into a season and play every weekend and get more moving in that part.
Sure, absolutely. All right, Sean's got his focus back here. Coach of the women's team, the NCAA program at Adrian College. Sean, big weekend. A lot of very good competition to kind of see where you are. You got a good mix of young and old with the squad, the offense know you're not old, but experienced players, what do you think about your team this weekend?
Yeah, I thought we got some of our younger players in the mix. It's good to get them get their feet wet in some really high-end hockey games right off the start. I think we played with a little nerves in the first game. Elmira was on their toes. We were on our heels for a little portion of it, and found our game later in the third and figured out a way to tie a game. And luckily, our grandma of the program, she ended up burying the OT winner. And then the next day, I thought we dominated Utica in a lot of facets of the game. Obviously, the shot totals, I think it was like 45-15 on the scoreboard. Their goaltender played outstanding. We did everything but score the second goal. And then, yeah, it was just a little unfortunate face-off break that got him a clear cut 2-on-1 right off the draw. And so, yeah, the girl sniped one, and now we're back at home here sitting at 500 record.
Yeah, you know, again, you can't just win it all in October, November. Big NCHA series this weekend. You can't take anybody lightly. In goal, you got a couple girls in time. You got Annie Gilbert in game one, and then Michaela O'Brien in for game two, the senior transfer, mid-year transfer. What's your sense of that division? Will it be like by committee, and then see who gets hot, and you know, some decisions for you to make?
Yeah, I think it's a good problem to have. I think we can go really any route we want to go. We're going to probably, in my mind, probably split them a bit here to start and kind of see, like you said, who's going to take the reins and show that they really deserve the starting role. I thought Annie played incredible against Elmira. Really showed us that she is here, that she said over the summer she wanted a good shot to take over the starting role. She showed it against Elmira for sure. Michaela played great too. I mean, she got sniped by one that is the most important shot that's going to go in 9 times out of 10. And the first one was a power play goal that was tipped off her deep skate, so really no chance there. So I know she was frustrated, obviously, the first game for our program. I wanted that win, but she'll get another crack at the net for sure. I think this weekend, you know, the ideal situation is probably to get both of them in again. Not really sure which one tomorrow yet. We're going to figure that out by the end of the day. But it's a great, great battle back there. I think our team will play inspired in front of both of them, and that'll be fun seeing how that goes.
To go on the road several hours away over to Utica, as a coach, to kind of give you the opportunity to see what your team is off the ice, because you're comfortable at home, you got some practice, you're in the routine, see how these schools interact with each other, maybe on the bus or off the rink or things like that. Do you learn a little bit more about your squad this weekend?
Yeah, I think you always do. Every weekend, whether that's home or away. Away, obviously, you're gone for 3 or 4 days in a row just with the group. Gotta love road trips. You know, you get away from all the noise. It's just the squad, just hockey, where you don't have to worry about anything that's around school, which is great. And I thought it was good seeing how our team interacted in all facets of our road trip, and obviously at home. It's always nice to be at home as well, playing in your home rink, your home arena, your home locker room, your bed, everything. So we got a few weeks in a row at home, which is nice, and then a really important road trip at the end of the month. But there's good opponents as well, so it'll be good the next month to figure out what we got.
Una, for you, road trips. This one may have felt a little different, being in that fifth-year leadership role. Do you find yourself being the, I'm quoting Sean, the grandma of the group, like everyone turns to you for advice and like how we're supposed to do things?
We have a lot of leaders on our team that, and we have a huge senior class that has been around the program for another 4 seasons. So I feel like everyone has found their way, and the new players coming in don't have any problems. They've already found their spot. So I don't feel like I have to lead in any way. I feel like the team is leading, and I'm just trying to do my stuff. And if they want to look to me, that's their decision.
Could you maybe name drop a couple skaters on your line that you worked with this weekend? Talk about their play.
Yeah, I mean, this weekend our lines were all over the place. I played with Carmen a bunch. She's a really fast skater that can probably the fastest one in our whole NCAA division.
I could agree with that. Yeah.
Zoe Laura is really good with the puck and has her head up, and she's able to make plays. Judith is a really hard worker, gets the puck to the net. She's able to crash and score an important goal. Callie Wolfschlager is also a really fast player that gets the puck deep and goes to work and can skate around anyone when she decides to.
This week in practice, did it feel a little bit different than sort of the offseason lead up to this year? Like, okay, now we're in it, right?
Yes, of course. During the season, when you know you have games at the end of the week, everyone's a little more dialed in. Everyone's putting in a little extra work. Everyone's taking a little bit more care of themselves, taking a nice bath, and doing the extra little stuff.
Marion, this weekend, they're here Friday night, Saturday afternoon. Kind of know what Marion brings. What are you looking to get out of this weekend?
We're looking to get back into winning. We obviously were coming off a loss. We're not feeling great about ourselves. So this week we've been trying to find more back to our hockey, and then we're looking to play our style. And then we know that if we play with our pace and move the puck, there's not a team in the country that can hang with us. So regardless of who we play, we're ready to go.
Yeah. Going into your fifth year, what is it like playing in front of the home fans at the Arena? Was that part of your decision to come back? You just missed all the fans.
Yeah, like it was a community, and I wasn't ready to leave and have people coming up to us during games. I'm lucky enough to have a fan that has been really coming to our practices and has been supporting me and kind of been giving me like a familiar like thing, become my family since my family's from so far away.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be a conversation too, right, Una? Back in Norway, right, where you're from?
Yes.
Yeah.
My family, they realized that I wasn't ready to come home yet, so they supported me in my decision.
Absolutely. All right, one more, Sean. Coach Kelly, Marion this weekend. What are your expectations for your squad?
Yeah, I think we got to get back on track. Obviously, I thought we played well against Utica, like I said earlier. Maybe stem off of some of those positive notes that we had and work off some of the negatives over the weekend. We're going to do a bunch of video throughout the week, video tomorrow, pregame. I just think getting back to, like Una said, getting back to our style of play and puck possession game that's kind of relentless and tires out a team in 60 minutes, and well, hopefully we can have a good one Friday and return, show up on Saturday as well, and just get a couple dubs.
Wash, rinse, and repeat.
copy and paste.
Copy and paste, I like it. Coach Sean Skelly, star forward Una Bellin, thank you both for being on. Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Beautiful.
All right.
See you in the cave.
Sounds good. All right, as ACL Access continues here at Frickers and Adrian, we'll stick with the same sport, but we'll go to the ACHA Women's Division II hockey coach, Maddie Maloney, joining us in just a moment here at Frickers and Adrian. We'll be back after these messages. I'm Ian West. This is the ACL Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Was in case you...
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Here at Frickers in Adrian. My name is Ian West. John Kane is back in the studio. Glad to have John this week. Mr. Mitchell with our sales team, Mr. Cave, Craig Rainey, the athletic director at Adrian College. Mike Frang, who put himself on the schedule today, so we'll hear from him later. The sports information director at Adrian College. And sitting across the way from me is Mandy Maloney. She is the head coach of the women's D2 ACHA hockey program. Thanks for being on. I'm sure you had a choice, but thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You are a 2021 grad of Adrian College. You did play ACHA hockey.
Yeah.
So you'd be a great person to ask this. What's it like to play that kind of hockey? I know it's not really different than NCAA. You just played schools with different letters on the sweaters, right?
Yeah, for sure. So I actually transferred into Adrian, and I played 2 years in NCAA, and then I came and I played ACHA D1 at Adrian. And I'd honestly say that there's not a ton of difference the way that we run our D1 program versus an NCAA. It's very competitive, it's very high level, and I really, really enjoyed it.
So you are the perfect 1-0 since you played both.
Yeah.
You know, Adrian does things differently with some sports, and you know, ACHA, quote, club.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of other schools got to pay your way.
Right.
And Adrian has certainly supported all of those hockey programs. Right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I would even argue that our ACHA D1 program treated me better than my first school at NCAA.
I won't mention that.
But yeah, no, I really, really enjoyed and had a really, really good time at Adrian as a player. And even better time as a coach now. So.
Yeah, when did you know you wanted to coach and that was in your future?
So I graduated with a bachelor's in exercise science, and coaching has kind of always been a passion of mine. And when, you know, I had a lot of different coaches over the years that I have learned a lot from and really enjoyed learning under. And, you know, it just kind of came to me. I did an internship when I was a player, and I really, really enjoyed it. And that kind of just spiraled into where I'm at now.
Head coach, this is your second year.
Yes.
How much help do you have? Do you have assistant coaches?
I do.
What do they do?
I do. I have, right now I have an assistant coach. Her name's Hannah Chase, and she's fantastic. She is a teacher. She's a kindergarten teacher, and, you know, she comes and she helps out. She's at every practice. She helps me plan. She goes on the road with us. And this year we were actually lucky enough to be able to get an intern student coach as well. His name is Nash, and he plays for our men's D1 program. And he's a huge help as well. He comes out for practice and is on the bench at games. And, you know, I do really have a ton of help. So.
How about this for last game? Cole Hatcher, right?
Yeah.
Call the game of theirs. He scored a couple goals.
Yes, yeah, against Ohio, very so. Good, yeah.
Nice to have all that help.
Yeah, because absolutely.
It's not easy.
No, not at all. Managing 26 kids and, you know, trying to make sure that your schedule's correct and when you go on the game, on the road for games and everything else, it's definitely a lot, but I'm very thankful for the help that I do have.
So I can deal with the program. So two cycles of recruiting or just get a third one there? That's got to be a little different, huh?
Yeah, the recruiting side is definitely different, especially with us having so many different hockey teams, kind of trying to figure out where a player might fit best, not only skill-wise, but, you know, community-wise as well. It is a little bit different from D1 to D2. And the, let's call it a vibe. The vibe is a little different too. You know, we try to balance, you know, school, academics, and athletics as much as we can. We aren't on the ice quite as much as the Division I team, but we make use of everything that we have, and you know, we're in the gym as well, and all that other stuff. So definitely different.
Talked with Eddie Maloney, the head coach of the women's DHA hockey team at Adrian College. People out there listening might not know. What kind of schools do you play? I mean, do you play Division II schools? I see a couple D1 schools out here. So what's your schedule kind of like?
Yeah, so we play on an average of 25 to 30 games in a year with playoffs and nationals included. A couple of the teams right now, we are in a conference underneath the ACHA. So ACHA is our league. The CCWHA is actually our conference, and there are 11 teams within our conference. We play Central Michigan, Michigan State. We play Northern Michigan. We actually go all the way to Canada, and we play Sault Ste. In Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, Sault College. We also play Bowling Green, a lot of local teams.
Yeah, looking at your record, you get an early start. Mm-hmm. You know, you've already played 8 games.
Yeah.
You beat Notre Dame, Bowling Green, and Miami, Ohio, swept them all.
Yeah.
So early impressions have to be fairly positive, right?
Yeah. I'm really excited about this year's team. We worked really, really hard, very diligently recruiting over the last year, and almost doubled our roster size. So we went from about 18 kids last year to 26 this year, bringing in a lot of really, really great kids. We luckily had a couple of kids come down from D1 and be able to help out our team this year, and they're really making an impact.
18 to 26. 18, you're kind of...
tight, yeah.
It is a tight
Very
league.
Tight, yeah, especially when we have injuries and other things. There was at one point we played a game with 12 girls. So, yeah, the national tournament was a little rough with that small of a roster, but we did the best that we could, and we ended up tying for 6th overall in the country last year.
Kudos. You know, leaders on your team thus far, maybe statistically or off the ice. Could you talk about some of those girls?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a new leadership group this year. Our captain is Mary Robinson. She's a senior. You know, she is a first-year letter. We do kind of a team vote, and, you know, we take everything into account when we're picking our leaders, and she was the one that stood out the most for us this year. She's been really, really great for us. She's great on the ice. She has a great attitude, really well. She does really well in her academics. Jordan Giove, she's another senior for us. She's wearing the A. She is a 3-time letter wearer now. She's really, really great for us. Again, really good academically, great attitude, really helps support all of the girls in the team. And then we have 2 juniors, Maddie Grimm. She is an A as well. And Bria Hirschman, also an A. You know, all of our leaders, we're really, really happy with them. I think the girls really enjoy being around them and the support that they give to them. And Jordan and Bria happen to be a couple of our leading point scorers for us, so they're really making an impact on the ice as well as off.
On the ice, what's your coaching philosophy like? Are you defense first, or are you like attack, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so, you know, being a head coach, I would say that a lot of them are usually forwards. I'm a defenseman. I'm always a defenseman at heart. I'm a stay-at-home defenseman when I did play. So we try to take care of that D-zone, clean up the D-zone first and foremost, and take care of what we need to in the offensive zone, really try to create opportunities, open up the ice. We don't want to collapse too low. But, yeah, I would definitely say that we're a defensive-first team and then offensive end.
So 8 wins in the books. You're going to play mid-20s per game.
Yes.
That's a grind.
Yeah.
That is a long season.
Yeah.
How are you approaching that from the coaching standpoint? Like, I know girls want to play all the time, but maybe it's like, you need a weekend off.
Yeah.
How was that? How does that go?
Yeah, it definitely is a grind. You know, midterms we just passed, and we had a lot of girls who, unfortunately, it's the time of the year where everybody gets sick, and some of the games that we play in, I know, knock on wood for that. Some of the games we played against Duke College. Those were our only two losses this year. Excuse me. But we played a really fantastic game against them. They're very good. And, you know, luckily this weekend we do have a weekend off where girls don't have any games to play. So we do try to scatter the weekend off here and there, but second semester is going to be a push for sure. Once they get back to school, games every weekend and playoffs. Luckily we have a weekend off before we head to nationals. So, you know, definitely trying to get the rest in where we can, modifying the workouts and the mobilities if need be. And those sorts of things. So
yeah, when you get into January, February, March, I mean, it's league opponents, right? I mean, these are, I don't know how many of these are in the league.
Pretty much everybody that we've played so far have been within our conference our league. Yeah, we don't generally play too many outside of the conference because we have so many conference games that we have to compete in. We have 11 teams in our conference, and we have to play each team twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So there's 22 right there already as a minimum. So.
So I guess pretty easy to schedule.
Yeah. Definitely.
So looking ahead, you said you have a week off.
Yep.
Do you know off the top of your head when you're home next?
When we're home next, the rest of our games this semester are away. Our next home game is going to be in January. It's going to be January 26th, I believe, which is also going to be our senior night. So I'm really excited for that.
You're hitting the road a lot.
Yeah.
And some of these schools are pretty good distance away.
Yeah. Yeah. Next weekend we play NMU, and that's going to be in Marquette, Michigan, which is about an 8-hour bus trip. Very quick turnaround, game on Friday, game on Saturday, and then back home right after that.
At least it's not a home and home.
Yeah.
In Marquette.
Yeah.
Talking with Maddie Maloney with the ACHA Women's Division II hockey team. Checking my time. All right, I can do one more. Player to coach. Do you think that's an advantage to just maybe coach to coach? Like, you know what you wanted to hear as a player from a coach? Like, do you think that's an asset?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And, you know, I would say fortunately and unfortunately, I did go through the COVID times during school. So I kind of know what the kids went through. I know what they experienced being a player during that and then kind of coming out the other side of that. Being able to really relate to my kids. I call them all my kids. I know they're young adults, but, you know,
being a 21 grad.
Yeah.
I was older than those kids.
not by much, but definitely have a really good rapport with them. I'm able to talk to them on another level, maybe something different than, you know, let's say an older coach that had gone to school in the early 2000s. So definitely a different coaching style, but I think it works really well with the group that we have.
Yeah, you mentioned COVID. I mean, I've talked to some high schoolers, and they're like, you know, when I started high school, it was COVID time.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's impacting
that
next generation. Yeah, so absolutely. Being able to connect is important.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, I can't really push your game out of the air because it's not till the end of January, but you just did the 26th, right?
Yeah.
Senior day, next home game.
Yeah.
If people want to go to Marquette, you said was the next game?
Yep, in Marquette. That's a long drive.
Not
but we'd be happy to hear.
So get going.
Yeah.
Start now. You'll get there by next weekend.
Yeah.
Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And again, that was Maddie Maloney, the ACHA Women's Division II head hockey coach at Adrian College. I'm at Frickers in Adrian. I'll enjoy some brief lunch during the break. Get right back at it. We are going to talk about the sport that I envy because I cannot do it. It's cross country. A couple of fast people coming on the air next. You're listening to the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
John Kane back in our Cave Studios, talking Bulldog athletics here today. We are going to talk about, again, a sport that I envy because I cannot do it, cross country at Adrian College. Tim Billen and Emma Counts. I think I'm one for one on names. All right. Thanks for being on. First off, you're in the postseason. You both recently competed at the MIAA Championships on Saturday. Tim, we'll go with you. Seemed to go pretty well for you and the team, right?
Oh, yes. The conference meet was pretty fun because a lot of people had personal bests from a lot of training. And we always want our summer, we run hundreds and hundreds of miles in the summer. We always wanted to pay off at conference or regional. So we're really excited for another shot at it in a week.
And in my conversations with high schoolers that run across country, they always talk about, when do we want to peak? I mean, it's a science, right? If you're running your best at the beginning of the year, it's kind of hard to keep it going, right? Sustain it. So you want to do a slow build. Is that how you approach it, or what's your running style?
Yeah, that's very correct about peaking at the end of the season, because me and my friend Caleb, my roommate, we trained in Arizona where the altitude is really high. And we were doing like 100-mile weeks back then, and now we're moving down to like 50 miles a week because we want our legs to be fresh. And we also take some ice baths by like where the rowing house is, just to get our legs ready to go for the final weeks.
Yeah, 100 miles a week?
Yeah, the most I did was 115.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
It was pretty fun, but yeah.
Well, I'm sure it is. No, I can see it.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets you ready for times like this, but like you mentioned, running in Arizona, different than running in Michigan, and cross-country trails, tracks can vary, right, depending on where you run?
Yeah, part of the reason we wanted to go out there is just to work on hills and, you know, breathing at, like, you know, different altitudes and stuff like that. And hill training is a big staple here. We always work on that and, you know, having, like, high knees and charging up the hills to succeed in the races.
Tim is from Troy, Michigan. You are a senior. What brought you to Adrian College all those many years ago?
All those many years ago. Actually, it was even longer because my grandma lives right down the road, and my parents went here as well. So it's always been sort of on my mind, and then I applied. And I actually didn't get recruited. I sort of sent an email in, and they said if you go to every practice, and I really haven't missed one since. So it's been a good ride.
Awesome. Just a chance to show what you got in regionals. We'll get to the regional talk in a second. Emmy, you don't get to skip out here. We'll give the microphone to her. Did you also go to Arizona and run 100 miles a week, or how do you get ready for the season?
I wish I went to Arizona, but I was at home and training on dirt roads. I don't know, 100 miles a week, 60 miles a week. I will not anymore, but...
Again, are you okay? You're fine?
Yes, actually.
60 miles a week?
I feel like I'm better when I'm at the high mileage. Once we started to low mileage, my body started really hurt. No, I'm fine, but once we started going down, it's not great.
So your body reacts differently to if you're going to go out and run, I don't know, 20 miles versus a 10 mile, I feel?
Maybe not 20 miles, but 10 is good. 10,
okay. 10
miles.
You're a senior from COVID. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
I did? Okay. What brought you to Adrian College all those many years ago? Did you run here from COVID? You just kind of stop, and here you are?
No, it's a little too far.
Okay.
But I wanted to go to a small school since I went to a small high school, so I didn't really want to go somewhere that was, like, a big change. And when I came here for a visit, I really liked it, and the pink flowers really, like, that for me.
Yeah, if you come by in the late summer, early fall, or spring, campus looks great. I did my visit in February. It was horrible.
That does not sound great.
The weather was horrible because it went just okay. You recently also competed at the MIAA Championships, and you kind of nodded your head when we were talking about wanting to peak right now. You want to be running your best time. How do you train to build up to something like this?
Well, back in May, we start building up our mileage to what our peak is going to be. And so, like, I hit my peak in July, and then we just, for a few months, we stay at our peak, and then around September, we start lowering our mileage. So we're still, like, able to race well throughout the season, but once we get to our, like, main important, like, conference and regionals, we feel ready, and our legs are fresh. Our workouts get easier, which is nice.
In the MIAA Championship Saturday, what's the mileage for that? Because I'm seeing, you know, an 8K, 5K, 6K. What do you run for that?
Women run a 6K, so that's 3.7 miles.
Okay. And you, how did you run in that?
Very well, actually. I ran a personal best.
Oh, there you go.
So it was a very good day.
Awesome. All right. Emma, you're off the hook for a little bit. We'll go back to Jim. How did you do at the MIAAs on Saturday? Are you also peaking at the right time?
Yes. I think I'm peaking at the right time because the first 2 weeks of the year, you know, with the higher mileage, I didn't really have a lot in my legs or a lot of confidence. And then the most recent meet, I had my second best time, and it was good to go, like, just under 28 minutes for the 8K, which is 5 miles.
Cross-country is unique because, yes, you are a team, but you're not running a three-legged race. You know, you're not tying your leg to someone else. And trying to do it, you know, it's not a team sport, but it is. If you could talk about that dynamic and maybe how you guys practice and prepare for each meet.
Oh, yeah. I could say you can look at it either ways, but the team aspect is good to have people to run with, like, in the summer. And then coming up in the winter when it's, like, 20 degrees out, running in the cold is tough. But when you have a bunch of buddies and you're just going around discovering stuff all over Adrian, it can really be fun. You know, just new routes, and you never know where you're really going to end up on a run.
Do you utilize technology, like a watch or through your phone? Is there, like, an app you guys get with, you know, your whole team and get track all your running? Or does Coach take care of that?
Yeah, usually we all have either Garmin watches or Apple watches, and we pair it with an app called Strava. And it's sort of like a social media for running, and you can see everyone's maps and their times. And then the coach will sort of check in from time to time to make sure we're hitting our mileage.
So practice can be, like, on your own, or, like, you just go and then, like, practice is at 3, we all line up and go.
Yeah, it can be either way, but usually we'll practice, you know, like at four actually, and we all line up and say go, and you know, go on our routes together, sometimes different routes, and then some days the coach will, you know, say practice on your own, and you know, we all make sure to get our mileage in and have a good time.
Tim, we have the NCAA Great Lakes Regional. That's in Norton, Ohio. I guess we'll include the NCAA in that region, Lake Erie, Ohio. Just two people feel the way they feel about the state of Ohio. But Saturday, the 11th of November, will be the next time y'all hit the course. Do you know the kind of terrain or the kind of course it's going to be? Like, is there a way to scout it, or you just show up and follow the ropes all the way?
Yeah, a little bit of both, sort of word of mouth, because people are always talking about the courses if they run fast or run short or if they're flat or hilly. And like a couple guys from the team from Ohio, so there's going to be some slight hills, but like rolling hills. So sort of use the momentum on the downhill and then, you know, fight on the uphill. So we're all really looking forward to it. And, you know, being a senior, my last cross-country meet ever with the team, I really want to, you know, cross-country is hard, you know, mentally, but I want to be able to just give it everything I have from when the gun goes off at the beginning to the finishing shoot at the end, so there's no regrets. And I'm really excited.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I would be too. Regional, is that truly it? Or if the team does very well, they can move on? Or is this a hard stop? This is it?
For the majority of the people in this entire race, it's definitely the end.
Okay.
But, you know, if someone were to go off and really just, you know, end up at the front, they could make it to national. So it would really take a lot of guts and fast running to make it there.
So it would be like they take individuals?
They take a few individuals, and then they take the top teams. But a few individuals can go if they're fast enough.
Cool. Well, best of luck. I have confidence in both of you. Emmy, back to you. With your Great Lakes Regional, do the men and women run on the same track, the same course, and they just go at different times?
Yeah, Well, the men do an AK, and they go first in series here, and they swap. So last year, like, we went first. And we run on the same course, but the guy's course is a little longer, so we look out and get to do 2K shorter. But, yeah, I'm excited. I've heard this course is kind of hilly, but still runs pretty fast. So I'm
excited. Do you use the same kind of tracking app on your phone or your watch to kind of track your progress and make it kind of scientific?
Yeah. I use a Garmin watch that I use when I run to, like, track the distance and time for workout. And then I also have Strava, where most of the people have Strava, so we all follow each other. I can see our runs, and we'll, like, leave little comments about the run. And it's, like, funny things will happen.
So you're regional this weekend. How many, and this, I don't know who can answer this or we'll get close, but how many are on this team? Or do you take, like, you bring six, or you bring six, or is it, you know, what's the structure of cross country at the college level?
Well, for regionals, you can only take the top seven, and then we'll take the eighth fastest person as, like, an alternate. So right now, at the conference, so we have 13 girls, so the rest of them are starting their offseason now, so we're starting on the track. And then the rest of the top eight, the training, keep training.
Yeah, and I think you brought up a good segue, Emmy. It says here in my notes that both of you are distance runners on the track team.
Yeah.
Distance and track sounds very much different than cross country. Cross country, run across the country, track is a track. What event do you run in?
I'm more of the mid distance, so I do the 800
and 1600. 800 is how many times are on the track?
Two. So it's pretty quick.
Okay. All right. Tim, same question for you. I know we're not done with cross country, and there's goals for both teams and both of you, obviously. What are your events on the track team?
Oh, definitely my main event has always been, like, the 5K, so 3 miles, so just 12 and a half laps on the track, and I definitely want to run under 16 minutes this year. It would be really exciting.
16 minutes for a 5K, it's about 3 miles, so some 5 mile?
To go under 16, you need, like, 508 pace, 508 per mile, so it's pretty fast.
Okay. And I remember back in high school, I knew some runners. I was not a runner. I was more of a sprinter, stop and breathe heavily kind of guy. But they were talking about, you know, the 5-minute mile and how close they can get, or under six, or things like that.
Yeah, for me, unfortunately, I'm a senior and I tried 11 times to go under the 5-minute mile. And I think at practice, I've even been close to it. So I think the time is here. So I think I'll do it this year.
Time is now. You both are peaking at the right time. I've been talking with Emmy Coots and Tim Filan. Thank you both so much. Congrats on the MIAA championships, and now it's on to bigger and better down in Ohio. So thanks again, and yeah, best of luck.
Thanks. Go Bulldogs.
That's right. Go Dogs. All right, we are going to step aside. Mike Prang is going to switch up chairs, and he's going to talk all sports. He's the sports information director at Adrian College, so good guy to do that with. Here at Frickers in Adrian, it's the ACL Access Show. Stop by and watch some sports, enjoy some good food, and some great company. We'll be right back after these messages. This is the ACL Access Show on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
This Sunday, enjoy a full day of club softball with a triple header at home against the University of Michigan. Club baseball faces Bowling Green at home Sunday, or watch women's volleyball quarterfinals Tuesday evening.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The ACL Access Show, a look at Bulldog Athletics, inside and out. I'm your host, Ian Wendt. John Kane, back in our Cave Studios in downtown Adrian. We are Frickers in Adrian. They have lunch specials every day, food specials every weekday. Check them out. They're still hiring. Wait staff, kitchen staff, apply within. Some great food, some fun. We are now going to try to bring this home strong. Best of luck. We have Mike Prang. He is the Sports Information Director at Adrian College, and he's a current analyst for hockey. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Prang was with me on a recent game that we did with the men's ACHA Division I, and they took on the Bobcats from Ohio. We lost that game. And then the next night, they went down and kicked some butt. About 7-3. So, nice bounce back for the boys and Jerry Salas. But, plenty is going on. Mike, we're at a crossroads of fall sports ending. And oh boy, here come the winter sports. I don't know if there's a phrase for it that you guys call it. It's radio appropriate. But this is busy times at the college. Going on.
Yeah, it's just the first of our two crossover seasons, this one between fall and winter. So
soccer just ended. There are times in the MIAA tournament, men's soccer fell short of that. Women's volleyball is kind of wrapping up. Last night they squeaked out a win against St. Mary's in 5 to host an MIAA tournament game next Tuesday. Football's got a couple weeks left, and now we're transitioning to the hockeys, the basketballs, and the wrestling. So, busy times.
Yeah, fall kind of hanging on into the full season. And best of luck to them as they finish things up. We took a road trip yesterday up to Detroit. Maybe people saw it on the old social media machines, but they all know now, but a big weekend collab between the Bulldogs and the Detroit Pistons with basketball. Tell people about that.
Yeah, definitely. AC night, Sunday, January 28th. The Pistons play the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then after that, the Adrian men's basketball team is going to host Trine University, but at Little Caesars Arena. So Pistons game starts at 6. We're trying to make a big event, make it a big alumni event, get a lot of parents there, bring the band down, bring the cheer team down,
and the radio station
if you really want to. And then we tip off at 9:15 at night. So it's definitely going to be a long day, but it should be a cool experience for the athletes and some of the fans.
And you just throw in the mix that it's Trine.
Yeah, Trine. And, the Trine fans also need to purchase the AC night ticket, which means that they get to go home with a nice Detroit basketball Adrian College crew neck. So,
we will send you those in the parking lot after talking sports here with Mike Prang at the college level. I don't want to say overworked, but gosh, your schedule's full. But you have a couple people helping me out. I think it's appropriate to give them a shout-out and all the work that they do. So talk about J.D. and Tyler, right, is the other guy?
Yeah, definitely. Jonathan Duvall graduated last year. He was a men's basketball player.
Duvall.
He interned for me the spring semester last year, and then he kind of discussed wanting to stay around, be a volunteer coach for Tim Kaiser in the men's basketball program. So I had an opening at my assistant position, and we discussed it, and it seemed like the right fit. So he's been doing a lot of stuff, covering some fall sports, going into winter sports. He's our main contact for basketball, and then Tyler Fife's finishing up his graduate degree here at Adrian. He's been a volunteer coach for ACHA men's D1 and D3 hockey, as well as working and covering all those teams along with a smattering of others.
Yeah, just a couple to keep track of. 50, right?
Yep, 50.
My goodness. You need to get a basketball start up in a couple of weeks, wrestling, hockey in the mix. We talked to Coach Maddie Maloney, and her team is 6-2. Great start. I mean, it's just a tradition of winning over there at the end.
Yeah, definitely. There's two hockey games this on Saturday, so it's a busy Saturday. We're hosting our Adrian invite for men's wrestling to kick off the year. That brings in about 15 teams from around the region and stuff. So we'll start wrestling. Plus, we have home football, and then we have ACHA hockey game, and then an NCAA hockey game on Saturday. Yeah, all on Saturday. I don't know, but somebody's got to talk to the AD about that.
Yeah. We need a bigger parking lot. It's nice to host events, right? You want those on campus. You want people. You want families hanging out. You want high schoolers coming by and checking out things at the college. Wrestling has been one that's kind of jumped on the scene. Now they're established, been here about 8-9 years. Maybe it's more work for you to host an event, but to get one like wrestling is kind of big for the area.
Yeah, definitely. And wrestling is very well known in Lenawee County, and now there's a MIAA championship wrestling team at Adrian, and on the women's side, it's always a top 10 ranked program in the country. I mean, they sent 10 people to nationals last year. They have 14 placers at regional just on the women's side. And then the men, it's a little harder to go to nationals, but we had 4 national qualifiers last year and won our first MIAA championship in 52 years last year. So it's pretty exciting.
I would say so. Rolling down our list here, what is Bulldog 101 Day?
That's coming up in a couple days.
Yeah, I told
Oh, it's also on Saturday.
It is also on Saturday, too. So, yeah, that parking lot's going to be packed. I told our recruiting guy, Coach Phil Schindel, that I'd give it a plug. This is kind of one of our open houses for recruiting events that our admissions department runs, our athletic coaches are involved. Gives another reason for prospective students to come back to campus, learn more about campus, get their campus tour, see how busy it is during the school year on a weekend where we have four home sporting events. So I was told we have 82 students signed up or still taking those reservations as they come. So Saturdays, Bulldog 101s are always a good day. It just packs campus and brings more people inside our arenas and more people rooting for the Bulldogs in their home events.
Yeah, is that you sign up through the website?
Yeah, on adrian.edu, there will be a thing up right up at the top to register for Bulldog 101.
Speaking of the website, that's a big part of what you do, getting stuff on the website, getting photos seen, covering everybody. The website's gone through a little bit of changes, right, in the last year or so. We also have that Adrian College app. Mm-hmm. If you want to plug both of those for a minute.
Yeah, definitely. We switched to a new website provider. This is our third year with them, our 10-year contract. So the largest contract, actually, in that website provider's history, I was told. So,
wow.
But to go along with it, we have our mobile app. So if you search Adrian Athletics in the App Store on your Android or iPhone, it will come up, and you'll be able to subscribe to your favorite teams. And anytime we post any news about them, you'll get an alert. About 10, 15 minutes before the start of the game, you'll get an alert. And then once we throw a final score in as well, you'll get an alert. And you'll be able to view all the schedules, all the rosters, stuff like that on there as well.
And does it look a little different on the website?
Yes, it looks a little different, but you know everything that we post to the website automatically goes straight there, so it's the same information, but it's kind of a one-stop shop for everything. Make it a little easier to read on your phone rather than managing through the website.
And it's free.
Yes, free.
Big thing. Mm-hmm. Free app. So just look up. What do you want to look up?
Adrian College Athletics.
Okay. Gosh, big weekend this weekend. You know, we had Sean Skelly, the NCAA women's coach, Adam Krug, the men's coach. He's not ignoring us. I mean, he still likes the show, at least I hope he's not. But we'll get him on sooner in the coming weeks, hopefully. Those are two teams that at the NCAA level, top 10 in the country. Coach Krug's team, a national runner-up last year after winning the national title. You're around these teams a lot. Just in your job. I haven't had a chance to look at either team yet, but it sounds like things are going well.
Yeah, they definitely are going well. I mean, we talked with Coach Skelly and Una earlier today, so their team just kind of had that slip up where they just couldn't find the back of the net. They had their opportunities, just couldn't find it. And Coach Krug's team, there's a lot of new faces on there. I mean, you lost your Division III player of the year in the two spot, Eric. You lost your tie-ins, but you're also bringing back a ton of guys. But there are some new things. They had their opportunities as well. Their defense this year is going to be absolutely outstanding. The only names really lost from that last year were Chase Spencer and Terry Ryder, but they picked up a few other defensemen, and they have Sean Stewart back in goal that to shut out the number six team in the country at their place through 65 minutes was remarkable. So
you mentioned last year's National Player of the Year, Division III hockey, Matus Spodniak. You and your job, it's not just posting articles and getting bios on people. Don't you have responsibility in some of those kind of decisions?
So it kind of depends. You know, that one goes through the coaches organization, American Collegiate Hockey Association, or Coaches Hockey Association, something like
one
that.
One of those acronyms.
Hockey Coaches Association, that's it.
Okay.
But yeah, so they kind of pick that, but, you know, I work with our coaches and nominating, you know, some of these players for these nationals awards. When it comes to, you know, just in-conference stuff, that's all in the coaches. But,
okay.
But yeah, but when it comes to stats, I mean, it's all me providing all that kind of stuff, or at least my office. So.
Yeah, it doesn't just happen. Someone's got to be there crunching the numbers, literally, behind the computer. All right, well, the shift instinct, played in fresh. You made it through the All Access show. Mike Prang, thanks for jumping up.
Of course, thanks for the invite.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. the invite, like penciling yourself into the cleanup spot.
Yeah.
Mike Prangley, sports information.
I pick up the garbage
thing. Director at Adrian College. Stop by Frickers and Adrian. To be honest, it's a good chance you'll see me here during most afternoons. Big fan of the lunch here at Frickers. In Adrian, the location for the AC All Access show here this afternoon. Big thanks to Stacey Mitchell for getting us all together. Craig Rainey, the athletic director at Adrian College. Mike Frang, sports information director at the college, who did put our list together, got our student athletes and coaches all aligned. For John Kane back in the studio, I'm Ian Wentz, and so long for this week on the AC All Access show here on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.